Sex is the life force energy that runs through us all. Can you use sexual energy for your spiritual evolution? Or perhaps for emotional healing? Is it even possible? Clinical sexologist Dr. Martha Tara Lee will explore all these and more on Eros Evolution on OM Times Radio.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Eros Evolution, where sexuality and spirituality meets. This is Dr. Martha Tara Lee of Eros Coaching, and I'm a clinical sexologist based in Singapore. I'm Singaporean Chinese, and I've been in practice for 7 years. I work with people with sexual issues, concerns, questions, problems, and they come to me for coaching, and I also run sexuality education workshops in Singapore and Asia. So if you want to find out more about me, you can go to my website. That's eroscoaching.com. Today's show, we have a very interesting and amazing and beautiful woman. And today's show title is called Embodying Emotional Liberation. Joanne Amia, she is most passionate about helping women remember the ways of the feminine while making choices that are most resonant with their hearts. She invites women to move past their past wounds and hurts so that they may live a life of expressed heart desires. She will be discussing on today's show how women get caught in a state of rapture and what practices and flower essences can help her live in rapture. So Joanne Amia Cohen is shifting the current paradigms in women's health and feminine leadership through her background as a certified women's herbalist and flower essence therapist, plant spirit medicine practitioner, feminine embodiment mentor, counselor, and shamanic practitioner. Joanne supports women to remember their truth, beauty, wisdom, and power. So more about her during the show, and you can check her out and her work by going to her website, Joanne Amia Cohen. That's Joanne with an E, Amia, A-M-E-Y-A, Cohen, C-O-H-E-N.com. So welcome, Joanne, to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so looking forward to this conversation.
Tell us a little bit before we go into the topic proper itself, how you started going into doing this work.
Well, I think for most of us, we get into work based on our own lives and the things that have happened in our lives. And so for me, a lot of my journey started right after I left college. So I was about 22, and I was in that place of my life of questioning, who am I? What am I doing with my life? What does this whole thing mean? And I had always been studying herbal medicine in college, and I had actually gotten my degree in plant medicine. And so I was always really interested in that. But there was, there just felt like there was always a piece missing for me, that although I loved herbal medicine and making teas and tinctures for people, it also felt like we were just treating the physical. Sort of like how we treat drugs, you know, you have a symptom, you take something. It was similar to that, although it was natural. Mm-hmm. And I just started to feel like there was something underneath why people got sick. And I was always really drawn to the emotional aspects of our health. And I had had various different physical health issues throughout my life. And I started working with a practitioner where we really were focused on my emotional healing, and all of a sudden I started seeing my physical symptoms get better. So it was really through my own journey that I came to realize the importance, the significance, and the power of each of us looking at our own internal habits and patterns and woundings in order to create health physically, emotionally, and spiritually.
Thank you for sharing. So this, I guess, is the link between the physical and the emotional. And why is this so important to create emotional freedom, liberation that we're talking about today?
Well, I think so many, I'm going to speak about women because that's my specialty, but I think that it carries to men as well. But so many women are really suffering in silence. And there's a way that we've normalized the way that we feel. So there's so many women who spend their days feeling anxious and irritable and frustrated and exhausted. And that's just become normal, right? Like, you have a busy life, you're a mother, you're a partner, you're a career woman. Like, there's so many reasons why all of that's there, but it actually diminishes, when we normalize it, it diminishes how we can really feel. And how we can really feel is happy and delighted and spacious and energetic. And if we can look at why we're feeling frustrated, you know, maybe we're not getting proper support. Maybe there's been a really deep wound from the past. Maybe, you know, in your practice, I'm sure you see how sexual wounds create every health issue in the present day. Mm-hmm. And so if we can figure out why somebody's feeling or living in a quality of life that's less than, we can really create freedom in their life, which is freedom means that a person gets to choose to live their life the way that they want to live. And everyone has a different definition of what that means. Mm. So it's really powerful to be able to offer that to somebody. And then for that person to say, yes, I want that, and really work at creating that internally and externally.
Mm. Beautiful. So also, there's the spillover effect of what happens when someone feels emotionally free and liberated.
Yeah, I mean, you know, emotionally free, in my experience, to find that takes a lot of work. Mm. You know, it takes a lot of dedication, because the traumas and the wounds that we've had in our life, most of us in childhood, were so painful, and we didn't have the proper tools to deal with them, that we really suppressed them. Mm. And we didn't want to look at them because they're so uncomfortable. And so then we get to be adults, and there's all these things happening in our current lives that can be traced back to those original wounds or traumas or hurts. And so sometimes the journey to emotional freedom, there can be an ease about it. If you have the proper tools and proper support, and there can be ease around moving through some of those past hurts. And then other times it's really painful. I mean, there are some things that have happened to people in their lives that are really, they're really hard to feel again, look at again. And so it's not always an easy path, but it's worth it in the end, because if you can actually heal those things and release those things and process through them, then they're no longer binding you. That you get to make choices in the present moment based on the present, rather than making choices based on the past, which is what most of us do without even knowing it. Mm. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, it makes sense, because with things that are smaller, we just strike it off, and sometimes we don't reflect on our own growth unless one learns how to be more introspective and aware. I think a lot of my friends who are more spiritual, when somebody shares a little story from their personal lives, they would immediately go within themselves to ask themselves, how does this story help me in my own growth? Mm-hmm. And this is not something everybody does. So yeah. Then my friends, those who are not so spiritual or aware, what they immediately do is they start reacting to these stories and start giving advice. Whereas my friends who are more conscious, they wouldn't do that. They would be more mindful of what is wanted, what is appropriate, and but more importantly, what it is for themselves.
Yeah, I think that's a really good observation. I feel like, you know, we all have stories. We all have something that has defined our lives, or various moments that have defined our lives. And you know, the beautiful thing about what you do, interviewing other people. And for me, you know, one of the things I do is creating women's circles. And when we actually get to hear other people's stories, we don't feel totally alone anymore. You know, if we can relate to somebody's story, then we feel that we're part of something and we feel that there's hope for us in creating the life that we want to create.
Yeah. So I'm very interested in what you do with creating women's circles. You do them like during the full moon, new moon, or like how do you do them?
Yeah, well, I definitely always like to put them along with the phase of the moon. Mm. And so like we have a full moon call on Sunday that's free. Yeah. It's virtual. It's for women around the world. And there's just something so powerful about women coming together and sharing, because again, it makes you feel connected, especially in this day and age. And it makes you feel like your story and who you are matters. And then I also have like an online training that is all about journeying together as women through the moon phases. So it's really about us all coming together and realizing we're very, very similar and that we can actually use each other to grow. Mm. So rather than the paradigm of using each other to compare and pull each other down, we use each other to really grow.
So how can people find out about this online virtual events that you are having for tomorrow?
Well, for Sunday, you can go to my website. Awesome. It pretty much has everything there. And there's also, so that was joannemayacohen.com. And there's also a website called priestessesofthemoon.com. And there you can find out everything.
Wonderful. So more with Joanne after this break.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome to the gathering around my kitchen table on Equilarium FM, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join my guests as we integrate spirituality into everyday reality with vibrant conversations, inspired interviews, and my latest channeled guidance to inspire and brighten your day. I'm Claire Johnson, and together we'll be raising vibrations across the nations.
If you've ever said, I do want it all. I do want happiness. I do want love. And I do desire the happily ever after fairy tale life, then this show is for you. Join me, Dame Nicole Brandon, for my internationally acclaimed show, Bridal Talk Radio, every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, where I'll bring you the top experts in the fields of communication, money, relationships, finance, pleasure, play, travel, sexuality, parenting, real estate, adventure, comfort, care, passion, and love.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. Simone Millicis would like you to know that business can be fun, which is why she wrote the book, Joy of Business. What if you could have the joy of business rather than the stress and struggle? Most of the time, the only thing stopping you from a thriving business is you. In the Joy of Business book, Simone gives you access consciousness tools and pragmatic ways to get out of your own way and to create the business, life, and living you know is possible and beyond what this reality says is achievable. Business is joy. It's creation. It's generative. It can be the adventure of living. You can purchase your copy of the book through Amazon or Joy of Business website, www.accessjoyofbusiness.com. bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back to Eros Evolution, where sexuality and spirituality meets. Today we have with us Joanne Amia, and we're talking about embodying emotional liberation. Joanne is most passionate about helping women to let go of past pains and hurts in order to reclaim their wild feminine hearts. Anchoring this in wisdom traditions, women are invited to coax out their radiance. They are set off on a path of reclamation. And in this journey, they also find the power of sharing and sisterhood. Her website is Joanne Amia Cohen. That's Cohen.com. So just before the break, we were talking about how Joanne runs women's circles as part of her work. And she talked about the circles being linked to when there are moon cycles. So for myself, I have started to be very interested with the moon as well, because I realized that that's how it's linked to our monthly period cycle. And I've recently been trained to be a Rate 10 facilitator, and I'm going to start to facilitate Rate 10s in Singapore. So Joanne, tell us more about the link between femininity, womanhood, and the moon.
Of course, I'd love to. The moon is considered feminine. So the sun is considered masculine, and it's because of their energetics. So the sun is outward and it shows off, and that's more of those masculine qualities. Whereas the moon, she's more intuitive. She goes through different phases. And so it's always been known, especially before when we lived more closely with nature, that women were intricately connected to the moon. So before electricity, before we were on our computers all the time, it would be that our menstrual cycles would be in sync with the moon. And so we would bleed on the dark moon. So our dark blood would come in the dark of the moon, and we would ovulate, and we would want to make babies, and we would want to shine really bright in the full moon. So we've always actually been really intricately linked. And my belief is that, you know, we really can let the moon live through us. And the more that we become aware of that, the more we can sync up our lives to the phases of the moon, the more energy we have, the more creativity, the more interest in our sexual expression. So many things that happen when we sync up to the moon, because actually at that point, we're syncing up with our own natural rhythms. And because of the way that our world is right now, we don't give ourselves lots of downtime. So even when we bleed, we're still pushing and we're doing, and we're just as busy, even if we're exhausted and we really want to be laying down. And so when we understand the connection of the moon to our own bodies, we slow down, we give ourselves space. And so you mentioned the red tent. And so the red tent was the place that women used to go, and they would bleed all together. So they would leave their home responsibilities for a couple days and take a break and be with other women, and then would come back. And so there's a whole movement happening right now, the red tent movement. And you can find different groups that are holding red tent circles where you can circle with other women. And they're more just like they're sharing circles. Maybe you do embodiment practices where you're really getting in touch with your own body and the wisdom that she carries. So there's all different things that happen in these circles, but they're mostly a way for women to come together and create community. So when I teach, I always look at the phase of the moon we're in, because I think so many women really feel the phase of the moon, but they don't, if they're not aware of it, they don't have that connection. So, you know, we've been in a very powerful time right now. We had a new moon 2 weeks ago with a partial solar eclipse. And we're just moving into a full moon this weekend in Aries and with a lunar eclipse. And so there's all this energy going on in the cosmos. And I think a lot of people are feeling that, but we don't have the awareness that there's something greater at play in our lives. And so in my workshops, or, free online circles or paid online programs, I link it up to the moon so that women have an understanding that there is something greater happening outside of themselves. And that's why whatever emotional shifts or transitions, there's a connection between the phase of the moon. Mm. And I think so many women are really craving this because we lived in such a masculine society of pushing and doing and achieving and being celebrated for our achievements. And there's nothing wrong with that. This is more of a remembrance of another aspect of ourselves. So this is a remembrance of the more feminine pieces of ourselves, the intuition, the receptivity, the softening that I think so many women are really craving right now because the masculine way of being and pushing isn't working. Mm. So we have to find a way to bring that into balance.
Mm. Beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing about the moon. It's important to be connected with nature, because instead of working against what is happening, we work with what's happening outside of ourselves. So you talked about women becoming more interested in returning to the feminine. Could you tell us why you think this is happening, this global movement?
Well, like I was just saying, I think a lot of it's happening because women are feeling burnt out, overwhelmed, irritated, because their life is about all the things they have to get done, right? They go to work, they come home, they have to take care of their kids, they have to make dinner, they have to do the laundry, they have to run errands. Our lives are just so full of to-dos. Mm. And from the time we're little girls are taught to be really good. You know, when we do something, we get patted on the head, like, good girl. And so we learn from a really young age to fit into society's desire of how we're meant to function and behave. And so we grow up in this world where we're really complimented for our achievements, and we're acknowledged through pushing and achieving. And as I said before, those things are great. I mean, there's so many good things about all of those. It's just that there's this whole other part of ourselves that's been neglected or that's been suppressed. And so this remembering of the feminine, this remembering of who we are as women, how we want to feel as women, is a real big conversation right now. Because how we've been living isn't working well. Women are really sick right now. There's an epidemic of reproductive health issues. They're exhausted, you know, so the way that we've been living isn't really sustaining, isn't really healthy. And so how can we bring in something that's more healthful? And part of it is piece of remembering these aspects of the feminine.
I agree with you. I think especially for my culture in Asia, we push ourselves, we work hard, and a lot of it is pressure as a community and to family. And a lot of women have a lot of pressures, especially after their kid arrives, and they stop taking care of themselves. And this affects their sexuality, their sex drives, it affects their radiance, their vitality. And I think more women are starting to realize, like you said, that there has to be a better way to live. And it's just a paradigm shift, this returning to a feminine. And I'm so happy to be part of this time in which I am learning so many things from all these teachers all around the world, and including online. And I'm so happy that you have such good work.
I think that was one of the reasons why I wanted to bring you onto the show, because I was impressed with your work. And I was just watching your YouTube just now, and I really like your presence and what you're sharing in that video. So I encourage listeners to really check out Joanne's work.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I try to put out a lot of information so that women are feeling really educated. So I have a YouTube channel that has lots of videos. And I have, you know, on my website, I have lots of blogs. So I like to give a lot of free content because I think it's important for all of us to become more aware and become more educated and find the path that most resonates with our hearts.
I feel that men also suffer from some of these strifes and burdens. I know you work mainly with women, but what observations do you have from the men?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's just an imbalance overall, and it shows up in different ways for each sex. You know, so women, it's about remembering these ways of the feminine. It's about softening. It's about tapping into your intuition. It's about giving yourself time rather than pushing all the time. And then for men, there's also this piece where we put them into a place of, you know, having to be really strong. They can't ever show their emotions, and having to do everything on their own, you know, that they can't ask for help. So there's a way in which all of our societal conditionings have affected both genders. And it's time to, for both of us to have the tools to come into a place that's more healthful.
Beautifully said. So just very quickly, what do you feel is the link with, we have a break. So more with Joanne after this break.
Radio is here. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on Om Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
Do you want to be a better communicator? Do you want to better connect with the important people in your life? Do you want to enrich your relationships? If so, join me, Matthew Cooper, on the Positive Control System show every Wednesday evening at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Om Times Radio. I'll meet you there.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake. Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to Eros Evolution on the Om Times Radio Network. You can share this show with your friends right now by sending them the link omtimes.com/mobile. This is a link that allows your friends to be able to listen to our show without needing to download any app. And as you know, some apps are not compatible with Android phones, and so it gets all very complicated. So you can share this link and your friends will love it. That's omtimes.com/mobile. just before the break, I was just beginning to ask Joanne, our guest today, the link between sexuality and spirituality, because this is what the show explores every week. And we're talking about embodying emotional liberation on this show. So how does all this link with sexuality and spirituality, Joanne?
Well, I think everything's connected. I don't see any place where any of this is separate. So, you know, if a woman is feeling unexpressed, if she's feeling irritable, if she's in a relationship with someone who's abusive, if she's anxious, if she's overwhelmed, whatever her emotional journey is at the time, it automatically will affect her sexuality. And in our culture, there's a way in which for various reasons, women go on either end of the spectrum. Either they're really shut down sexually or they're really, really expressed. And, you know, when I look at women's lives, I'm always looking at the reason why. So it's, you know, it can be really amazing to have a woman who's sexually expressed if it's in a healthy way. But if she's acting out to get attention from a man, if she doesn't feel she's loved, and that's why she wants that attention, then there's work that has to be done on actually getting her into a place that's healthy around her sexuality. So that's, to me, the place that emotional freedom is always coming into, is when I hear a woman's story, what's happening in her life is just a symptom of something. And so we have to just be really curious with what's underneath. So the more emotional work somebody does on them, most likely the more free and expressed they are sexually. So there's always a relationship between those two. And of course, the more open we are to the divine and seeing sexuality as a whole divine experience, that's a whole nother conversation. But there's definitely a link between getting healthier emotionally and creating a better sex life for yourself.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing. I like what you said about the spectrum of the two ends of the spectrum of how women are either shut down or really expressed. What happens with some people I notice is they may be in one spectrum in some area of their lives, not necessarily just emotionally. Maybe they were with a partner who was very controlling, and suddenly after they end that relationship, they want a partner who doesn't control them at all. And then neither of those relationship works until they realize they need to come back into the middle and find something that's actually healthier and more positive for them. So I like what you shared about the spectrum.
Yeah, I mean, that's making things really black and white. Of course, there's women who live in the in-betweens, but I was just giving an example of how we need to look at what's underneath, why somebody is behaving, acting in certain ways.
Yeah, definitely. So let's move to talking about flower essences, because I believe that that's a big part of what you do in your work. So what are flower essences and what exactly do they do?
Yeah, well, I love talking about them. So so flower essences are a form of botanical medicine. So a lot of people are familiar with herbal medicine, like Chinese medicine, right? Or essential oils, or even homeopathy. And so flower essences are just another form of botanical medicine. And their strength is really that they work on freeing us of emotional pain, limiting beliefs, closures that we have around our hearts. So they really work on our emotional freedom. And basically what they are, and this is kind of where it gets a little bit tricky to define them because they're not very scientific, is they're really the vibration or the energetic or the spirit of a flower or a tree. And so when you ingest them, you take it internally, And when you ingest them, it meets your spirit, your energetic, your vibration. And so anything that's not truth, you know, the true aspect of who you are, gets churned and moved from the subconscious to the conscious mind where you get to release it. So beliefs like I'm not worthy, or I'm always guilty, or I can't make boundaries, or I was sexually abused, all of these issues can be sorted out through flower essences. Mm-hmm. They're amazing, amazing, amazing.
Could you give us some examples of how they have been able to do that in your lives or in your clients' lives?
Oh my gosh, I have so many stories. I mean, I've been doing flower essences for almost 15 years. So, you know, I've heard hundreds of stories over that time of women who have come to me. You know, I'm the last resort. They've tried everything else. And, you know, I mean, the most common story is women who have sexual abuse from the past, who have been hurt either by somebody that they know and love or somebody that they didn't know. And over time, they've forgotten how to make boundaries. So they're constantly saying yes when they want to say no, or they get themselves into relationships that are really abusive, or they have really, really, really low self-worth. All of it stemming from that first sexual abuse. And so there's many flower essences that you can use for that. There's blackberry lily, which is amazing for healing sexual abuse. There's motherwort, which is an incredible flower essence that I probably give to most women, and it helps to create healthy and appropriate boundaries. So it really helps us to say, no, that doesn't work for me, or no, I don't want to do that, in a way that's really healthful and not reactive. There's Missouri primrose, which is amazing for increasing your sense of worthiness and deservability. There's really, you know, we think about the planet and we think about how many species of flowers and trees there are. There's really a flower essence for every mental, emotional, and even we're moving into understanding how they heal physical issues. There's really a flower tree for everything. I have yet to come across an issue that couldn't be resolved with this form of plant medicine.
Mm. So I have taken flower essences before, and I could feel the very subtle shifts and differences that were happening to me emotionally. And you're right in saying that there would be some kind of healing and release. I definitely felt that. Would you say that flower essences, because they are very subtle, they take a longer time, or they take a long time for someone to heal?
No, I actually think they're the opposite. In my practice, I call them the fast track.
Fast track.
Yeah. So, you know, I work with people who have been in therapy for 10 years trying to work through one issue. And in 1 to 2 sessions, that issue is now a non-issue.
Mm.
So they are defined as a subtle therapy because they're working in the subtle realms of emotions or energetic. And sometimes their results can be subtle. You know, I've had many women who have been trying to make boundaries with their mother, you know, forever. Mm-hmm. And then they start taking the motherwort flower essence and they've made a boundary. Like, it was just so not a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes they can be subtle in the sense that you don't even realize you're putting work into it, but the pattern changes.
Mm.
And other times they're not subtle. Other times they really bring forward, as I was saying earlier, these deep pains that have been hidden in bodies for so long. And so it brings up a lot of grief and anger. But all of that stuff is crucial to feeling in order to let it go. So I actually think they move things really fast. Mm-hmm. And what I have seen in myself and my clients, and now I teach flower essence school. So I serve by women to become practitioners. So what I see in my students and then in their clients, people are just moving through their issues quickly. It's amazing.
Wonderful. It's so I suppose your school would teach them how to make those flower essences if it wasn't available in their own country.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
It's so easy to make flower essences. I'm actually going to come out in 2016 in the beginning with a home study course that's going to teach you the very basics of flower essences. So how to make a flower essence, how to choose a flower essence for yourself, you know, real basics. So that'll be available on my website probably by February of 2016.
Awesome. It's really exciting to hear that. You know, I'm really interested in these things, and I'm so glad you just clarified for me what I always thought was untrue, that flower essences take a long time when actually it's a fast track. I love what you're sharing and clarifying for me. So for people who haven't tried flower essences before, probably you want to give it a second look. And if you haven't tried it before, then definitely try it. Because I felt it, many people felt it. Even my friend who tried the flower essence as for her children, they suddenly noticed a difference in their behavioral shift as well, very quickly. So yeah. They work with kids as well.
Yeah, they're amazing. And it's really part of my mission to have people understand them, because I think a lot of people have never heard of them, or if they've heard of them, they don't give them much attention. Mm-hmm. And they are so profound when used correctly, or when you get the perfect formula for yourself. They're, you know, to me, because I've been in this world for so long and I've tried so many different modalities, to me, they're the thing that creates the most change. So it's really a deep passion of mine to educate others so they know about it.
Yeah, I can certainly hear it in your voice. So
yeah.
More with Joanne after this break.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Come heal yourself. What is healing? Healing is nothing but connecting to your all-knowing higher self that already has solutions to all your problems and is always there to guide you. Through this show, we help you to connect with that you are, and help you realize the innate potential you have to heal every aspect of your life. So come heal yourself every Tuesday, 11 a.m. Eastern, with your host, Monica Goyal. Namaste.
Hey ladies, do you want to have that good hair day feeling all the time? Gentlemen, would you want your special someone to have that glow, letting you know she is feeling completely satisfied? This feeling and that glow can be yours by embracing your sexual power. So join me, Rachel Kenley, award-winning romance author, on The O-Spot. The O-Spot will guide you to that peak with guest interviews, book discussions, and conversations on the thrills of sexual empowerment. Put the zing back in your life. Come up and see me sometime on The O-Spot, live on Hump Day at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle. bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
Welcome back to Eros Evolution. We are into the last 50 minutes of today's show, Embodying Emotional Liberation, and we are with Joanne Amia, who teaches women's wisdom and embodiment workshops. She founded and runs Women Rising for Flower Essences and Shamanic Studies, teaches an online women's mystery school, and co-hosts Wild Sacred Women Retreats. And you can find out more about her by going to her website, Joanne Amia Cohen, that's COHEN.com. And just before break, we were talking about flower essences and how they are a fast track to healing and releasing. And I'd like to find out more from Joanne how we can use specific flower essences to help women with specific issues. So Joanne, you were talking about different kinds, for instance, with boundaries. How about other kinds of flower? Could you give us some more examples?
Do you have something specific? Because there's hundreds of flowers, and all different ways in which they support women. I mean, obviously they support men too. But if you have more specifics, that'll be easier for me to answer.
In my work, I am coming across more and more women who have issues with their womb, like, you know, cysts, fibroids, endometriosis, and they speak of it as if it's a common thing, and it is common now, but it wasn't common before, where, you know, for my parents or my grandparents' generation. So what flower essences do you think might be able to help with people with these issues?
Yeah, it's a great question, because I see that a lot in my practice too. And there really is an epidemic amongst women's reproductive health issues. And, when a woman goes to a doctor, there's a couple things that happens. Either they recommend surgery, they recommend birth control pills, or they say there's nothing we can do about it. Mm. And so what happens for a lot of women, if they opt for, birth control pills or some other drug, they get better for a little bit and then it comes back. And part of that is because we're not getting to the root of why that thing has manifested in the body. And, you know, I'm always looking at the body telling us things. You know, that's not really the way we learn to communicate with our body. But if we can understand that the body's actually trying to tell us that something's going on in the body, then we become a little bit more curious. And there's so many different reasons why these reproductive health issues are happening. And so for every woman, there's a different reason. So in my practice, there's no one flower essence for fibroids or for a cyst, because every woman is creating that in her body based on different things. So most of the time, I'd say 98% of the time, there's some sort of sexual trauma that's being held in the womb from the past. So I was saying before, you know, a lot of these things happen in our lives. We don't have the tools to process them at the time that they happen, and we push them down. And when things happen to our feminine, you know, our sexuality, any violation, it usually ends up manifesting later in life as a symptom in our feminine. Mm-hmm. So, and that's something that I teach actually to my students, because it's such a big thing in this world right now. And so there's usually some sort of trauma that's associated. There's usually some heavy metals, because people are being exposed to a lot of different toxins. So we have to kind of look at the whole of the person and why it's happening. And so I was taught a system where I go through with a client and we actually figure out for her what's underneath of her symptom. And then from there, we can offer her flower essences. So it's a little bit different when we're focused on a physical issue, because we're really looking at that woman as unique and individual, and there's a reason the physical symptom has come forward. If we're just focused more on emotional issues, there are definitely very specific flower essences for specific psychological habits and patterns and wounds.
So this brings us to the link between what you were talking about at the start of the show, where you were always beginning to question the link with emotional freedom. And it's not just about treating the physical, but also the emotional. So I guess your work would take on certain kinds of coaching questions as well to get to the underlying issues.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely, every woman who comes to me, I really feel passionate about helping her to have the life that she wants. And because I feel so passionate about helping her, my natural curiosity comes forward. So when I'm coaching her or mentoring her, I ask a lot of questions so that I can be really clear about what's been happening for her and what happened for her in the past. And then I create, you know, customized flower essence formulas for her depending on those things. And then I also usually give practices that are specific to that woman that will help her through the issue that we're working on. Mm. So everything's very customized. Everything is really looking at that woman as completely unique and special. And, you know, it's one of my greatest joys to help women become more of themselves.
Mm. So we're coming almost to the end of the show. Are there some some practices that women can use to embody their innate wisdom, truth, and power?
Well, you know, I like to start really simple with mm-hmm. women because we have so, like I said before, we have so many other things that we're doing that simple is actually usually the best. So, you know, sometimes I just make practices up in the moment, depending on what we're talking about. But there's also some good ones that I often recommend to my clients. So, you know, sometimes for women, the simple act of turning on really good music in the middle of our day and dancing for 2 or 5 minutes, it gets us into our bodies. It gets us out of our heads. We usually feel really good afterwards. So whatever that irritation or anger or frustration we were feeling starts to disappear. That's such an easy, I mean, you could, even if you work in an office, you can go into the bathroom, put your headphones on, connect it to your phone, and have a little dance party. So that's a really simple one, or sitting down and doing some journal writing, or, you know, looking to see what phase of the moon we're in. So for this full moon coming up, sitting down, lighting a candle, setting some intentions for what you want to create and bring into your life. All of these are very simple, but they're all actually connected to the feminine. So when we dance, dancing is a really attributed quality to the feminine. When we journal, we tap into a different part of our brain, which is our intuition, which is all completely linked to the feminine. All of these practices are meant to bring those things out more in our lives. Great. You know, sitting with the moon and the moon phases, all of that's the feminine. So they're simple practices. They don't have to take much time. They could be 5 minutes or 5 hours, you know, depending on what you want to do. Yes. And yet they're going to bring something really positive, some deeper understanding, some remembrance, some wisdom back into your life.
Great. Thank you so much, Joanna Mia, for coming onto today's show. Thank you. So she was talking about...
Thank you so much.
Thank you. So she talked about practices like dancing, journaling, and, you know, doing moon bathing, really. And these can be simple and yet truly profound. So we talked today on today's show, we talked about emotional freedom, returning to the feminine, and flower essences. So if you like what Joanne is talking about, remember, she loves creating community and she'll be delighted to have you as part of the Women Rising Tribe that gathers women from all around the world in global sisterhood. You can visit her website to learn more about her work and know that there's a ton of free information that she has, including an ebook on how to use flower essences to embody your power. You can watch videos and read blogs on her website, all meant to support you in experiencing more of you. And her website is Joanne Amiya Cohen. That's Joanne with an E, Amiya, A-M-E-Y-A, and Cohen, C-O-H-E-N.com. And remember, she also loves Instagram, so you can connect with her by following her on Instagram as well, at women.rising. And on Twitter, Naturally Joanne. On Facebook, Awaken Feminine. So this has been Dr. Martha Tara Lee of Eros Coaching. And this has been Eros Evolution. Next week, we have a different show. And I will be talking about vaginismus. This is a condition that happens when women's vagina shuts down and it makes the penetration difficult or impossible. And I've worked with more than 300 women over the last 7 years who have this condition called vaginismus. So tune in to Eros Evolution next week for more about my work.